Welcome to the 9th episode of the Paw Pals podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about traveling in the car with your dog safely. So, you wouldn't necessarily think that when you put your dog in your car that it would be a safety hazard for potentially you or your dog. However, if you get in an accident or if your dog is reactive and starts reacting to, let's say, another dog they see on the sidewalk, it could be a very dangerous situation very quickly. And the one thing I always like to do is make sure that a dog is restrained in the car to prevent mishaps from happening and for your safety and the dog's safety. So there's two main ways of restraining your dog in a car. One is a harness and the other one is a crate. Personally, I prefer the harness because I feel that in an accident, the crate could get crushed and create a lot of sharp metal objects that could be dangerous. However, the crate would be a good option if you have a lot of space in your car and you don't really want to use a harness for personal reasons or if your dog really doesn't tolerate a harness or something like that. So the thing with a harness is, or a crate really, is they help keep your dog in place in an accident, and it can prevent your dog from basically being thrown around the car, and that would be a concern for your safety, the dog's safety, and anyone else who happens to be in the car's safety. The crate would work kind of the same way as far as keeping the dog in a smaller area. However, in an accident, the dog's likely going to be pushed hard against one of the sides of the crate or tossed around in the crate, which is why I like the thought of the harness better. However, with the harness, if you go that route, there's other objects that could be flying around in the car that the crate could protect your dog from. So it's really something to kind of think about and debate as to what seems like it would be a good fit for you. The other thing is, crates don't always fit in some cars. So when I had my Buick and my German Shepherd, there was no way I was going to get a crate that was big enough for her in my Buick. So I just went with the harness. And she actually got to the point where she knew if it was off and if I forgot to clip it, which was pretty rare. But she would sit in the back and just sit there and cry if I forgot to put her harness on in the car, which was helpful because she knew it should have been on. And you know, she was letting me know I made a mistake. So that's another thing is, once your dog is used to something like that, depending on your dog's personality and that kind of thing, they might actually give you a heads up if something's not quite right and you forgot to do something. So when you choose a harness to use in the car, I would definitely look up the reviews and see what other people are saying. Make sure that the harness is heavy duty and doesn't have plastic on it as far as like buckles and that kind of thing. If it does have plastic, it should have like metal reinforcements in case the plastic would break. So for example, the harness I used had a large plastic clasp on it, kind of like basically a large version of what you would find on a dog collar, that kind of clasp. But it also had metal rings. So what you did is you actually hooked the dog up with the metal rings. And the clasp kept the harness tighter. But if the clasp would break, the dog still wasn't going to be going anywhere. So you also want to make sure that when you choose a harness, that you find one that's going to be a good fit for your dog so that they're comfortable, especially if you're going on like long car rides and stuff. You don't want your dog to be uncomfortable in the car. The other thing I found important is, like, the harness I got, you could adjust it so that the dog had more or less length so they could move around more or less in the car. And I always like to make sure that she had enough length on her I guess you call it a seatbelt, her harness that was like a seatbelt, so that she could lay down, because, you know, would you really want to sit up for, you know, like a long car ride and not be able to move or anything like that? You know, after a while you want to stretch your legs and that kind of thing. So And that allows them to like get up and look out the window if they hear something that's different. Or like my dog would always get up if I would start hitting on the brakes and slowing down because she wanted to see what was going on. So it allows them to kind of keep their mind active too instead of just, sitting there. So those are the things I found helpful when traveling in a car with your dog. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.